is for what's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, had met with President Donald Trump Wednesday at the White House. Mr. Trump expressed optimism, saying the meeting went very well and promised things in Syria are possible to stop the killing and death.
What we want to do is we want to see the killing, the horrible killing in Syria stop as soon as possible, and everybody's working toward that end.
The president said he underscored the need for Russia to rein in the Bashar al-Assad regime as well as Iran and its proxies. Mr. Lavrov met earlier with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. He said despite poor relations, they hope to cooperate more in the international arena, including Syria, where he said he hopes to see an end to violence. University of Denver International Affairs Professor Jonathan Edelman said Moscow has achieved its objectives in Syria since intervening in September 2015.
The Russians have achieved what they wanted to, which was they got their warm water port, they managed to keep Bashar Assad in power, and they've now been seen as, again, a quasi-superpower, certainly in the Middle East.
Mr. Lavrov also said he believes the U.S. may be interested in taking part in a Russian plan to create four so-called de-escalation zones in Syria. In Johannesburg, frustration over lack of jobs and housing erupted in more anti-government protests Wednesday. Protesters clashed with police for a third day in South Africa's economic hub. Residents in Laudium, west of Pretoria, block roads and burn tires, demanding electricity and running water. There were protests also in Fynetown, south of Johannesburg. Economic growth in South Africa remains relatively stagnant, 0.3% growth last year. Unemployment hovers above 25%. This is VOA News.